It is the Conway Whitman Show live on 97.1 FM Talk Station. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. A quick note, rain, thunder, lightning in Orange County moving up here towards L.A. County.
I love it.
And I repeat, we have the mayor of Los Angeles has not called for an evacuation, it is just a little drizzle coming, so please don't panic, ladies and gentlemen.
But if you do see Anderson Cooper and Geraldo,
yes,
in your driveway,
then head down to the Forum and Staples Center or something.
That's right, where there will be.
There's no panic here, ladies and gentlemen.
And don't call us refugees.
No, we are not. We are Los Angelinos or Southern Californians. All right, gang. Here is a guy who we've had on before, and he is Malibu Dan's ex music writing partner, and he's going to be on with us right now. His name is Nate. Ladies and gentlemen, the great, the talented, the musically inclined Nate. How are you, sir?
Hey, nice to hear from you, man.
All right, man.
Hi, Nate.
Hey. I'm really glad you came back on. Malibu Dan says you were threatening never to come back on because how we talk to you, I guess?
No, sometimes, you know, you get a little, you know, personal and stuff.
Oh, we do. All right. Well, I apologize.
And it was mostly about, you know, the prizes I never won, I was supposed to win and stuff. But
right. When
I found out I won a trip to Las Vegas, I thought, hey, all right, I'll do it.
Well, I got to be honest with you. We have a trip for two to Las Vegas to see my dad and Harvey Korman
right on
at the Stardust. Right. However, we had given that away already.
And what?
Yeah. And so we'd just like to have you come on and just, you know, BS about your music.
Well, I mean, the whole point of it was, I mean,
hey,
well, what am I going to win? I mean, something?
Well, yeah, you got...
Don't say that John Lovitz DVD, too, because that thing really blows.
No, it wasn't the John Lovitz DVD, but we're going to have, we'll have tickets for you.
Oh,
I think
okay.
We're going to send you to Flight Plan with Jodie Foster.
Well, all right.
You know, she has the kid on the plane.
Yeah,
and...
Well, by the time we get to New York, you'll draw a heart in the window on that thing.
Yes, actually. Yeah, have you seen the movie?
No, I saw the commercial though.
Yeah. Right. Oh, the trailer.
Two tickets?
Yeah, four tickets.
All right. I'll take my mom and her boyfriend.
Yeah, and then you got an extra one. You can relax in the sea. You can lounge and stretch out.
I got friends.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Nate is Malibu Dan's writing partner.
Oh, can you hang on 1 second? I got to make sure the VCR is recording.
What are you recording? I'm sorry.
Hang on a second.
Recording something for you?
No, I'm probably recording Prison Break for my mom because she's watching Growing Up Gotti with her boyfriend, and she's got the DirecTV upstairs, and I just got the regular TV downstairs and stuff.
Oh, I see. So she wants you to record both?
I'm recording Prison Break, you know, because that's on Channel 11.
Right.
And she can watch Growing Up Gotti on DirecTV.
Now, will you eventually both watch Prison Break together?
No, she'll watch it with a boyfriend later on.
Oh, she didn't even watch it. You're just taping it for her?
Yeah.
So you're like her own AV boy down in the basement.
Yeah, I'm like her own AV boy, whatever the hell that is.
All right. Nate lives down in the basement of his mother's house. He is in his early 30s. And Malibu Dan says that he's trying to get the relationship going with you again, that he came over to smoke weed with you.
Well, yeah, he calls up, he says, you want to smoke some weed? I said, yeah, and then he came over and he didn't have any. So he smoked, and what he really was saying was, hey, can I smoke some of your weed?
Oh,
I see. You know, he was acting like he was being all friendly and stuff. But
do you have good weed?
Yeah, it's all right.
Kush or?
I don't get
it. Pie stick?
It's weed. You know, I get it from the same guy. It's in a bag. That's
shake?
All.
He says you have a lot of shake.
Yeah, Danny knows a lot of words that mean nothing.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Danny.
Hey, you know what? I want to just get into maybe.
Did you know
talking...
this whole Vegas thing was, you know, just bull?
So, come on, Nate. Leave me alone.
You know, that's why I'm.
Hey, let's talk about your girlfriend, how big she is.
Hey, Danny.
Come on.
Danny.
She's tons of fun.
Give him a break. All right. Nate happens to be dating a girl who's a little overweight.
Right, overweight?
Well,
she's huge.
Danny, look at yourself in the mirror. Come on.
She's big.
But I'm a guy. Guys could be fat.
So girls can be fat, too.
Yeah.
Not your girlfriend's obese.
And you have no trouble with having chicks in your basement because she can never, like, fall through the floor.
Yeah, she's like some sort of a bulldozer size that she falls through floors. That she can only go in basements. She's that fat. Yeah.
So you have a chick who's so fat that you need a basement to date her.
This is the kind of stuff I don't like. You know.
I know. I apologize.
She's not that fat.
Hey, Nate. Now Malibu Dan also said he had lifted something from your basement.
What a surprise! What is it this time?
He said he took the tape. That you're writing a musical about Mamie Eisenhower? Is that possible?
Jesus.
Ike
The former first lady?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
Danny, you said you liked it. You're really grooving on it when you listen to it and stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
And
yeah.
What is it? What are you writing?
I'm taking this class called Broadway Bound, and it's like for people that are, you know, write music and they want to write a Broadway musical. And
the name of the class is called Broadway Bound?
Yeah.
And you go to the class, and then the next step is Broadway?
Well, hopefully, you know.
Wow.
You workshop your musical and stuff. And,
right.
You know.
So there's a few steps in between the class and the Great White Road.
Yeah.
All right, so we have some samples of the... Now, tell us a little about the musical you're writing.
Well, it's like, remember the musical called MAME? I don't remember it either, but apparently there was this musical called MAME.
Don't remember it.
And anyway, this is like, this guy that teaches the class, he says if you can think of something that people already sort of like.
Right.
You know, and people, I guess, just like this thing called MAME. So this thing's called MAME-y, and right. It's about, do you know this president called Eisenhower?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really know him, but I looked on the internet and stuff, and he was married to this woman named Mamie Eisenhower.
Oh, I see.
Right, that was the first lady. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's what the musical's about. It's like, say if Evita was about a American first lady
right. From
Kansas.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Mamie Eisenhower.
Yeah, that's the top topic.
All right, here is a sample of the musical that Nate is writing without Malibu Dan. Here we go. Is that your mom singing that?
No. It's a woman that, you know, sings for all of the shows in the workshop.
Oh, I see.
Her name is Carol.
Now, yeah. Nate, the last time we talked to you, you were you had that recording by that European star, the Italian woman.
Yeah, my belly button.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Carmella. I don't know. It's impossible to get those people on the phone, but apparently it's doing pretty well.
All right. Now, Nate lives in the basement of his mother's place. And he lives fairly close to the washer and dryer. How many feet from your bed is the washer and dryer?
Every time, Conway, it's like,
well,
you got this thing in your mind like I'm some sort of a laundromat with just a person at the end of it. It's the washer and dryer. Listen to me. I'm walking now. I'm walking,
boom.
Walking. Now you can hear the washer.
So the dryer's on.
They're both on.
And what are you washing? What do you put?
I got some of my clothes in the washer, and my mom's got slippers in the dryer.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, how's your mom's new boyfriend? I heard she's dating some new dude? Asian dude?
He's from Taiwan, I think. His name is Joey D.
Okay.
Joey what?
Joe D.
Joe D or Joey D?
Joey D.
Joey
well,
D.
Well, Joe D, I think. I don't know how you spell it.
This is not the guy who shouted at you last time we talked. You had an altercation with your mom's boyfriend. This is a different guy?
He thought he smelled smoke.
He's what?
He thought he smelled smoke. That's all it was. He wasn't
I see.
Really shouting at me.
Now, can you smoke weed in the basement?
Yeah. If I couldn't, I mean, what do you think I'm going to do? Go out to Reseda Boulevard? Yeah.
Now, you have no windows in your basement. Is that correct?
Oh, man. You act like it's a basement. It has no windows. No, it has no
But
windows.
Malibu Dan said you put drapes on one wall and then put like a fluorescent light behind the drape, so it looks like you have a window, but it's just a fake, it's a facade, it's BS.
It's called a wall effect. I saw it on a show. You know those shows where, like, people go out of their house and then they give somebody else the keys to the house and they put something in their house? Like, so it's nicer.
Trading spaces?
Yeah, like that kind of
thing. While you were out?
Yeah. So right. I don't know what it's called, but I saw this thing where they did it and I thought, hey. And I had all these old drapes, you know, from upstairs.
And you put the lights on behind the drapes, so it looks like there's a window.
It almost looks like it's like a train. You know, like an old style.
Oh, this
train.
Is a good look.
Yeah.
All right. So you're living in the basement of mom's place. Now, I also
Is there a private entrance to the basement? Can you access the basement through a private entrance, or
I can, but I don't because it's like this wooden thing. You got to pull up and then walk down steps underneath, and I just go through the house. I mean, why not?
Malibu Dan tells us you have a strobe light down there. When you have sex with your girlfriend, you turn the strobe light on. It looks like you guys are having sex in slow motion.
Danny, what are you peeking in the no window to see me having sex with my girlfriend? You don't know what I do.
Come on, dude. You told me. No big deal. It's cool. I've had sex with my girlfriend in your bathroom, in your basement. So what? Come on. You've been in that house for how long? You don't think I've gotten laid in that thing? Seriously.
Not while I was there, man, or I was definitely asleep.
Well, that's true.
Nate,
you weren't around.
I find it really odd that you're living in Southern California. You might be one of the very few people living in Southern California that's actually living under... You're living underground, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so...
You're living below the ground level.
Below sea level.
You're like a golfer.
Or somebody that works at Metrolink.
Well, yeah, but they work in Metrolink. I mean, they don't live down in the subway.
There's a lot of people that live underground, man. You just don't know about it.
Yeah, well, I've never heard of them out here.
Well, like, and, go downtown and you'll see them. You really think those steps go.
Yeah, he also said your beer can collection's starting to smell.
Danny, what is... I mean, as bad as he smells, he's going to complain about my beer can collection. It's in a big, hefty sack. I mean, it's not...
It's just, it rancid down there. He said it stinks down there.
Well, don't come back anymore, Danny, all right?
Hey, look, I'm not saying that he's right. I'm just saying what he tells you. He said
it
smells like...
It does not smell down here at all.
He said the whole basement smells like Desinex.
Desinex?
Yeah.
Is that the lotion that he uses on his rash in his stomach?
He said it smells like the combination of Desinex and Vicks Vapor Rub. You use a lot of
Vicks
Vapor
Rub? Well, I use a lot of Vicks Vapor Rub. Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do? Now, what is that? Is it breathing
it's
problems?
Good. No, it just clears you out.
Opens you up a little bit.
Yeah.
But he also says that you spend a ton of time in that basement, man. You might be
I
down.
I live here. Where do people... I mean... I live here.
I understand you live there, dude, but you're down in the basement all day. It's Southern California, and you live below ground.
I go out, man. I got all kinds of places to go in the day. Danny doesn't know about them. He's sleeping.
What do you do during the day? He says you sit there.
I go out. I mail things. I go to the store.
Where do you mail things? What are you mailing?
I go letters and stuff, like, I don't know, things my mom leaves to go. Say mail, you know.
And you got to jump, man, huh? That's the problem with living at
home. I don't jump as long as I'm at the mailbox before they pick up at 5:00.
Right.
You know, that's the whole day to do it.
Now you're what, 33, 34? How old
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm 100. I'm 100 years old. I'm 100 years old. That's what I mean.
But you're 34, man, living in your mom's basement. I think that's odd.
Well, how old are you? Where do you live?
I'm 42. I don't live underground.
Well, good for you, man.
All right.
All right, man. You're on the radio. You know, bullying people about getting free prizes and stuff.
Hey, I'm not BSing
people. I'm just a person. I'm still, you know, working toward my dream and stuff.
We're going to give you that flight plan. It's 4 tickets starring Jodie Foster.
Yeah, I heard it before.
At the AMC Burbank 16.
I was supposed to get tickets to Wedding Crasher. Nothing.
But you've seen the trailer for this, the little girl with the
heart.
Yeah,
she draws a heart in this.
And then she's gone.
Somebody took my daughter. Where's my daughter? We're going to find her. Shut up. She wasn't even on the plane. Oh, yes, she was. Well, nobody's seen her on the plane, and she's gotten a record of it. Well, what's all this about? Let's get her.
Do you have the script?
No, that's what they show in the commercials.
Yeah, they do show a lot of the movie on the commercial, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, according to Malibu Dan, again, Nate is with us here.
And the liar.
Nate is Malibu Dan's writing partner.
Not anymore.
And Nate is writing a musical called Mamie. Yeah. Actually, Brian Whitman during the break said you could probably lose the M and put an L in front of it.
Lame?
Lamey.
Like Lamey Kazam?
No, like lame.
What do you mean?
Never mind. No. Here's another song from Mamie,
right,
which is Nate's, I guess, venture to try to get on Broadway.
Well, it's a takeoff from Mame. I guess the instructor in the class said if you can find something that's already popular, people already kind of piggyback on that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a revivals are so popular, but this is like a revival with a twist because it's a totally different thing.
All right. I don't think anyone's going to, you know, really latch on to this.
You heard one song, Conway. I mean, this is
All right.
You act like, oh, you know, you're a great musician coming on the show, and then blah, blah, blah.
All right. Here it is. Here's Mamie with Nate.
She's my Mamie. I love the gal. Can you blame me? I hope someday she can tame me. Mamie, Mamie, Mamie. She's a hell of a dame. She's my Mamie.
Oh, man. I just don't see
it. You might
it.
Even know that guy that's singing because you're like a celebrity kid.
Yeah.
Do you know Robert Goulet's son, Carl?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's him?
That's
yeah.
Carl Goulet?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Has he been to the basement?
No, he's from the workshop. I don't bring the workshop people to the basement.
You never have workshoppers over?
No.
Nate, do you go to Starbucks a lot? We talked the other night about campers at Starbucks, you know, people who go there and just kind of hang out during the day. Do you get out of the...
No, I don't have a laptop.
Oh, you don't?
Mm.
Oh, what do you have? What are you rolling down there?
I got a regular computer.
Hey, it sounds like you're really burnt. It sounds like you're tired. I mean, I think
it's not I'm tired. It's just like I got my hopes up. Hey, I'm going to Vegas. Hey, right. A weekend. Oh, yeah. going to have some fun. Now I'm getting four tickets to a great movie, fine. But then it's like, you know, I put my work out there, writing a musical, you know, trying to make something. Mm. And then it's like, you live in the basement with no windows, you mother, blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, it kind of bumps me out of it. I'm just a little bummed.
All right. Dan Finder, Malibu Dan, said last time he was over at your place that it's sort of gross because you have like an off-white comforter and there's all kinds of stains on it. What's going on with it?
What stains?
He says you got like Cheeto stains on it.
Those are rust stains. They're not Cheetos.
Why do you have stains, man? I mean, rust doesn't wash out. You're paying no rent. You should have, you know, spend a few bucks and make the place look
decent.
Oh, yeah.
Then if I said I went to Bed and Bath in the afternoon, you'd be like, oh, you only get out of your house to go to Bed and Bath and buy new comforters. You know what I mean?
He also said you have two buckets in the basement because you got two leaks. There's two pipes leaking.
Occasionally. Leaking.
Maybe that's where you get the rust stains on the bed.
I know where the rust stains is from. I have like a bunch of pocket knives that are really rusty, and one day I laid them all out on the bed, and then.
Why do you have rusty pocket knives?
How are you supposed to get the rust out?
But he said that you try to write those stains off as, you know, you've had chicks over.
Yeah, I got chicks with like rusty butts, and they rub them on the bed, and that's cooler. That's better. I mean, come on. Danny's just making stuff up to make me look like an idiot while he's stealing my stuff and smoking my weed.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll leave you with another Nate song here. He is writing a musical called Mamie. And if you'd like to chime in and tell him if you like it, great. If not, that's cool, too. 520-9710. Sprint PCS pound 971. Nate is with us. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
I'll see ya when I get back from Korea.
I'll be here, my dear.
I'll be all right.
I know you will.
And I'll be back some night.
Please hurry.
In this house
It is the Conway and Whitman Show on 97.1 from Talk Station. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman each and every weeknight here, 8 to 11.
It's all we ask is 3 hours a night.
3 hours, exactly.
It's all we ask.
We're talking to Nate here. Nate is Malibu Dan's ex-writing partner. They got in a huge fight. Nate has continued on with his writing career. Jesus. What's going on, Nate?
The dryer just finished.
Okay.
You got to take the slippers out because otherwise they get all twisted.
All funky?
They get just twisted. You know, the bottoms get stuck on that little thing.
Oh, I see. All right. Now, whose slippers are in the dryer?
My mother's. I told you already.
How often is she laundering her slippers?
Not that often. I mean, she's got a lot of slippers.
And you do them for? That's pretty nice,
no,
son.
I just take them out of the dryer when the thing goes off. I didn't wash them and dry them. I just took them out.
Now, never where do you mind. Take the slippers up to her?
No, I just put them on top of the dryer and she comes and gets them.
Now, Malibu Dan says you went to Hollywood Boulevard today to see Mike Medavoy get his star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, God.
Danny, what are you like, the tattler?
No, it was all in conversation. That's it.
So you're trying to get your Broadway musical.
To go. Everybody in the workshop has to do some networking.
Oh, God.
Well, it's important because you got to get, you know, names behind your projects and stuff. If you can interest somebody big
right.
into, you know, getting behind your project.
Who are you trying to interest in your project?
Well, Sean Penn.
Oh, yeah, Sean Penn was there today. So was Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, or either one of them really would be good.
What, you want Sean Penn for Mamie?
Well, he could play President Eisenhower.
Oh, I see.
You know, Ike Eisenhower was bald.
Yeah, they got all kinds of plastic wigs.
They got what?
Plastic wigs.
Plastic
you know,
wigs?
You know, like you get a wig, but it has no hair on it. It's like a balding wig, what they call it.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. All right. And you think he's going to be good for Ike?
I don't know if he's going to be good. I had to go for the workshop, and I dropped
Did you
my
meet
tape.
Sean Penn?
No, I just gave my tape to some lady that was standing behind him.
All right, buddy. All right, please. Why are you so hostile
with
us, man?
Well, I mean, you act like it's stupid, you know, like, but it's part of the workshop.
Pretty lame.
So I just got to do it. I mean, when they tell you in school to divide, you think it's stupid, but you still got to do it.
All right, here's one of Nate's songs that he's writing for. What was the name of the show?
Mamie.
Mamie.
Yeah, but you're taking a class called
Broadway bound.
Broadway bound. At least somebody's listening. Thank you, Brian Whitman.
All right. I was asking you, though, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, he at least knew the answer because he's listening.
All right. Here's a song that that Nate is writing for a Broadway musical called Mamie. Here we go.
I'm fixing to get rid of Dick Nixon. I'm sick of his tricks and the guy isn't nice. It's sick, I know, but Dick's gotta go because the guy is a schmo.
Boy.
He's not fit to be Dwight's vice.
You know, you should have let me explain it because people don't know if because I didn't know until I looked it up. But Richard Nixon, the president,
right.
who used to be, you know, impeached,
right.
was the vice president for
Dwight Eisenhower.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Wasn't actually impeached. He sort of resigned.
Well, whatever. You know, that guy.
Right.
But, I mean, people know who Dick Nixon is, but they don't know why is he in this musical.
Nate, why are you tackling projects that are kind of retro projects? I mean, could you find a more contemporary?
I tried to think of something, man, but this just came to me.
I mean, because Dwight Eisenhower was president in the 1950s.
What's the audience for this?
It's a good question.
Look at Evita or the witches from Wicked and stuff. They're old, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now,
if the music's good. I mean, nobody said they liked the music, but, you know, I think it's pretty good.
I understand also your mother complains that there's cockroaches up in the house. She thinks they're coming from your basement. You can't eat food down there anymore?
Danny, what's wrong with you? there's no cockroaches in my house. There's no cockroaches.
He said there's cockroach traps all over the place.
There's cockroach traps, but they're empty.
Well, you have a refrigerator in the basement, don't you?
I have a small refrigerator, yeah.
What do you keep in there?
Everything I eat, you know.
Can you open it up and look in there? What are you getting there?
You want me to open it up right now?
Yeah, what do you got in there?
Hang on. It's a big place. Danny will tell you. Everything. You act like I'm in a little tiny room with a washing machine. Yeah. Let me just look. I got cheese. I got Coke. I got Minute Maid Light.
You got what?
Minute Maid Light.
Oh, you like that. Okay.
So it's like orange juice, but light.
Right. But why do you have light? I mean, is there something going on with you? You put
orange juice? Orange juice is too much. You know what I mean? It's like too thick.
All right, you got Minute Maid Light.
And I got cheese.
Well, you said that.
And I got...
You got a lot of cheese, huh?
I got applesauce.
Oh. Wow.
I'm going to eat that first, though.
You got applesauce down in the basement?
Yeah, you know...
That sounds like quite an evening.
I'm not going to eat it all tonight. I'm just... Yeah. What do you got in your refrigerator? I bet you got cheese. I bet you got some sort of juice.
I also hear that your mom's new boyfriend from Thailand...
Taiwan.
Keeps his mountain bike and his tennis gear down in your in the basement?
Danny, what is wrong with you? It's like, how boring do you have to be to, like, get up to the point, like, the rust stains on the comforter, I can see you discussing, or the fluorescent lights, but, I mean, to discuss my mom's boyfriend's mountain bike?
Is it in your basement?
It is in my basement right now.
That's not very thoughtful for him to leave that there. I mean, that's kind of your area, Nate.
That I don't mind. I mean, it's down by the washing machines. It's a big basement.
And his tennis but Melodan says his tennis bag is there and it smells like sweat.
Oh, jeez.
Danny, what are you sniffing? You know, that guy would punch your head in if he knew you were sniffing his tennis bag. I haven't gotten close enough to smell it. Apparently, Danny took a trip to go sniff it.
All right, gang. We'll take some phone calls here for Nate, Malibu Dan's ex-writing partner, who's writing a musical called Mamie.
Yeah.
Based on Eisenhower's wife.
And you better line those buckets up tonight, because there's going to be some rain, Nate.
Is that true? I mean, are you making a joke about that?
Now, when you hear threat of rain, does your mom let you sleep upstairs so you don't get you don't die in the basement?
I don't think you can. What, you die when it rains in the basement? No, but I like
there's some leaking.
True, I like to put some towels in the crack.
It's gonna rain tonight. What crack?
You know where that I told you that door is where that wood thing is. You lift up.
And you get like, but Dan,
who knows?
Said,
I mean, I don't know. You're making it sound like there's going to be some, you know, wicked rain.
Dan slept over there months ago, and he said you could hear things crawling around like rats or squirrels or.
You know what? Danny sleeps like a friggin' rat. His arms curl up, his fingers twitch, his mouth is twitching the whole time. He's a freak. See, anything he hears in his sleep is in his own head. It's all just, he's like, he twitches up, I swear to God. He, like, lays on his stomach, lays on his back, I mean, his arms and his legs go up like little rat arms and legs, and they twitch and they shake, and he, like, makes noise, like,
Look, Nate, don't get mad at me. I'm just telling the truth.
I'm explaining it. Whatever you hear, it's in your head, Danny.
You got to give, look, you got to give Nate credit. He lives in a very, very huge, really wealthy house.
Right.
Okay, he comes from a lot of money, but it's old, so the thing's rotting, and you sleep, and you could hear little footsteps above
you
your
don't
head.
Hear little. You'd be running out of there so fast. You're such a wimp.
I won't stay the night at your
Danny,
house anymore.
Danny,
I just won't do it.
All right, let's take some phone calls for Nate. 520-9710. Sprint PCS #971. Let's talk to Danny here in Marina Del Rey. You're on with Nate, dude.
Hey, how's it going, Nate?
All right.
Tim?
All right, man.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I just want to tell you, Nate, you're hysterical, and good job, man. You're not taking anything from these guys.
Hey, right on.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, they should hire you, because you're a lot funnier than they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get rid of Dan.
Get rid of Malibu Dan?
Yeah. I'll tell you, man, when's the last time other than you could give Dan credit for bringing Nate in on the phone, but when's the last time he's done something funny?
When did this go against me?
I don't know.
Danny, F
should have went down that road, dude.
F an a-hole.
Yeah.
How about focus on your mom? How's that,
think
Danny?
Wow.
Let's focus on the lady who brought you into this world.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Danny.
All right, lads, all I had to say.
Rock on.
Just live it up, man. Good job. Bye-bye.
Yeah, very good.
See, there's somebody who was like listening to the truth.
He's an idiot.
I don't know what's, you know, funny per se, but...
Nate, is that true that you come from money, as Dan said?
Well, yeah, my dad had quite a bit of money.
All right. All right, Nate is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Can you hold on? We'll give you tickets?
Yeah, I mean, as long as I get them.
Oh, you'll get tickets, dude. Hold on. All right, Nate is with us. He is Malibu Dan's ex-writing partner. He has written a musical about Mamie. It's Eisenhower's wife. I can't imagine it's interesting, but he's written the song, so what can you do?
She is dead, isn't she?
Yeah, she's dead. Yeah. All right, so Conway Whitman, Tim Conway Jr., Brian Whitman, your phone calls for Nate right after this break on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Where's my Eisenhower jacket? My stupid wife forgot to pack it.
Does he really love me? Or is this marriage a mistake? Pretty bangs and pin curls do not a first lady make.
It is the Conway Whitman Show on 97.1 from Talk Station. Tim Conway Jr., Brian Whitman live here on your radio looking for that rain. And according to the radar right now.
The color radar?
Yeah, Nate is looking at. Nate's Malibu Dan's friend. You looking at that radar there, Nate?
Yeah, because you told me to.
Yeah, and what do you got? Do you see the storm coming?
Yeah, but it's not going, you know, it's going up toward Arizona, I think.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, you gotta
it's not good news for Arcadia.
Yeah, but you got to make sure that you get the... You get the storm warning there because you live below ground, dude.
Yeah, I never would have even put that on my computer except to go, no, do it, man.
All right, dude.
I mean,
all
weather,
right.
Come on. Hey, you know, and you make fun of my songs, but what about that Earth, Wind, and Fire song last night at the
Emmy
Awards?
Oh, that was terrible, yeah.
You know what I mean? My songs are better than that. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true. That was a terrible song. All right, let's talk to April in Long Beach. She wants to say how to do. You're on with Nate.
Hi, how you guys doing?
All right.
Hey, April.
Listen, let me tell you, first of all, your marketing fee for commercials must be for Schimmel because too many commercials, man.
Yeah.
Way too many commercials.
That's what you came on to talk about, baby?
That's not why I called.
All right.
The reason I called is because Nate is hilarious.
He's great, isn't he?
But the musical thing totally sucks.
Uh-oh.
You need to do some comedy instead because you're totally funny.
But like,
and all of you guys need to hug it out because there's way too much anger amongst you.
Amongst who?
I think
you're
so
mean to each other.
Shut up.
Although, don't tell me to shut up.
Shut up,
April.
You shut it.
You think?
Shut up.
You shut it.
Shut it.
No, you shut it.
Shut up.
No, you shut.
Shut
up.
It. Shut. Shut up, April.
You know when you tell someone shut it, it's so.
I know it's rude.
I mean, are you 12?
Yeah, good one.
And the other thing is, like, Nate.
Shut it.
I think that Nate is like the Generation X Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
But right, you know April. What? You need to shut it.
Shut up, April.
No, you shut it.
Shut it.
No, you shut it. Are you 12? Are you 12? Are you the one that's married? Yeah. I feel so sorry for your wife.
I'm married and I'm going to have a child. Can you believe that?
Can you believe that?
Shut up.
You know what? Your baby is going to be like a total little jerk off.
Shut up.
Just like you. You shut
up.
Right now.
Shut up.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right. See you, April.
Bye.
All right. Take care.
I don't think she was really kidding, though.
She's fine.
That's therapeutic.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of nice.
Actually, we should get a call like that every night. And then I'd like to take a swing at it one night. Just scream shut up
at
somebody.
Yeah, shut up.
Scream it at Conway.
Nah, we scream at each other enough.
Sarah in Venice, you want to talk to Nate?
Hey, Nate. Hey, I was just wondering about your can collection. Like, what's your best can? What's your favorite can?
His beer can
the
collection.
The one that's worth the most money? I've got a Blatz from Milwaukee.
Wow.
I don't think they make anymore.
They don't.
And I got it.
Do you have a Stroh's?
Okay, yeah. Now, will you go to the lengths of jumping in a dumpster to get a can, or are these ones that you're drinking?
If I see a dumpster and I'm not like going to climb in it to look, but if I see something at the top of a dumpster,
you might pick it out.
I would take it out. Yeah, I would hold it.
Now, what if it has some beer in it? Do you drink the beer first?
I would try and rinse it if I had time.
Okay. And do you keep your cans in a sack or behind glass?
I just put them in there like they have these new extra strong hefty bags.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is your mom's boyfriend allowed to touch your cans or no?
It's
a pylon, isn't it? It's really a pylon.
I don't think he knows what they are. He doesn't come down the basement a lot.
He's Taiwanese?
He's from Taiwan.
Taiwan, all right. Okay. Does he speak English?
But
with an accent,
boyfriend
Nate?
Has no doesn't speak English. What do they talk about?
But he speaks with an accent, Nate.
Right, but
but not the kind that you know.
He's into ruins. He's into ruins or tarot cards or something. This guy.
Yeah, he tells fortunes and stuff.
Can you imitate him,
Nate? Like that, he says, Nate. He says it when he's calling.
That's what he says.
But when he talks real soft. I don't really even hear him when he's just regular talking to me. But when he calls downstairs, like Nate,
you can hear that.
Yeah, because he's screaming.
Yeah, he's just saying your name. I mean, that's not that interesting. What about your mom has a booth at the...
Hey, you're not that interesting.
I know. I'm pleased. I've heard
How's
from...
How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels like, my family. All right, Nate, now if I understand your mom has a booth at the Rose Bowl for the swap meet, she sells God's eyes?
Danny, what is wrong with you?
What is that?
It's like I don't know what it is. It's like this... pottery jewelry thing.
And she sells candles and God's eyes at the swap meet?
She sells different things depending on what she has a bulk of.
Do you make them with her?
No, they're not homemade. She buys them in a bulk.
Do you accompany her?
Is that where the Taiwanese connection comes in?
Sometimes load the car. No, she gets them off eBay. She'll buy like a bulk of something, and then she goes and sells them. You know, she'll buy like 50 of something,
right?
And then she'll sell them.
Are they from the Taiwanese boyfriend?
No, he does like readings for money.
Oh, and he goes there too with your mom.
He's got his own setup
at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, he does readings. He does it out of.
Is that where they met?
I think they met at some sort of a religious thing.
So she sells like yarn pot holders and crap like that.
No, just stuff you buy in bulk.
Malu Dan says you're thinking about moving to Memphis to really get your song, your music career going.
Well,
looking for a basement in Memphis?
I did, put out one country, sort of a thing, and I got a nice letter, that if I went down there.
Wow. So you can write country music, too?
You heard all the kinds of music I can write. I mean, as long as I've heard it before, I can write it.
Hey Nate, are you going to take your oversized girlfriend to it, too? To Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, Danny, you're going to take your oversized stomach back home with you tonight?
It's okay that I'm fat, but you've got a big girlfriend that wears belly shirts. Someone's got to tell your chick she shouldn't be wearing belly shirts
tights. Let me ask you this, Conway and Whitman. Does Danny have on tight shorts right now with his big fat thighs sticking out?
Yeah.
Why are you ripping on?
You're just saying somebody's got to tell somebody.
Hey, Nate, he also said you got something going on with your leg. One leg is bigger than the other one. It's like swollen for some reason.
Is that true?
I don't know what that's about. I don't even want to talk about it because I'm kind of... That's a little bit, honestly, that's a little bit personal, scary to me because I don't know what it's about.
But one leg is swollen?
You should go check
it out. I'm not even
sure,
but I sort of got into the thing of just like measuring them all the time because I thought it looked...
You measure your legs all the time?
Well, I got this, you know, tape measure, and I just think, oh, this looks weird. And then I start measuring it, and then I get what one measurement is, and I think it's bad.
Do you measure top to bottom, or do you measure?
No, it's like side to side.
Oh, so the width?
Yeah.
The girth?
Yeah. What, you think it's one leg swelling taller?
You think it could be spider bites down there?
No, I don't know. I think it's something bad, though. I mean, I really do. But
who's got a bigger
really
leg?
Funny.
What's the difference? Is the difference significant?
Sometimes it looks like it is, but then I think it's the mirror. And then when I measure it, it seems like it's all right. And then sometimes I think I measured one, and then I forget, and I think one's bigger.
All right, we got to take a break. 520-9710. Sprint PCS pound 971. Nate is with us. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
I'll see ya when I get back from Korea.
I'll be here, my dear.
I'll be all right.
I know you will.
And I'll be back some night.
Please hurry.
In this house.